Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
2 o'clock, and you know what that means.
Hey, man!
It's time for Dukes and Bell, the best sports talk duo, breaking down the hottest topics in the ATL.
Wait a minute.
That's huge, big.
We like our sports like we like our brew. Fresh and crisp to the last out.
Yeah.
Carl Dukes.
You're not listening.
And Mike Bell.
Give me a freaking break.
Are about to take over the airwaves.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
Atlanta. What's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
10 points on special teams. That's what did you in yesterday. That is what has done in the Falcons all season long, special teams. And, Mike, this continues to rear its ugly head. It is a Falcon Monday. As a matter of fact, speaking of the Falcons, you'll hear Coach coming up at 6 o'clock. We are done at 5:30 today because we've got a Hawks game tonight, which we'll talk more about. Hawks are rolling. Obviously, Dogs are in the ASEC championship game. We've got a lot to get to, and this Lane Kiffin story won't go away. But, Mike, as we start, this is where it is. Mistakes on special teams. And somebody explain to me this. Okay, you don't even have to know anything about football. Why are you trying to field a punt inside your own 10-yard line? I mean, you don't have to know anything about football. It's called field position. It's called, you know what, get away from it. It's hot. Don't touch it. And, Mike, what is Agnew doing in this situation?
He's incompetent. He has no idea what he's doing. He's been poorly coached. Okay, again, get somebody in there who knows the game. The thing that irks me, and this is why, look, we'll ask the questions on Wednesday. We do our best. We hope to get answers for you. You don't necessarily get the answers you want and we want. But give credit to Ken Segura from the AJC, who's been covering the Falcons along with D-Led, and he was talking to some of the Jets players. And he asked the Jets returner, Isaiah Williams. Because if you saw the right side of the Falcon kickoff cover unit as an area to exploit, Yep. What did you see? Oh, the biggest thing? You just see gaps. So, you know, we all know that, yes, you can coach these guys. Individual players have to do their job. Individual mistakes can lead to the downfall of a football game. But this is an area which all season long has plagued this team. And we'll ask Coach, why can't you fix special teams?
Why can't you fire the special teams coach?
Well, there you go. And I know he's a good guy. They're all good guys. They're all making more money than you and me, too, by the way. Okay? Not to get in somebody's pocket. Okay? But, I mean, you know, these guys are okay. And they always land on their feet. They'll be at another team. All of these guys, if and when they do get fired. But I'm with you, Carl. It just, this was a game that came down to teams, and you blew it. You know, and then the defense can't, you know, defense has all this great work and then can't get a stop when you need it. All of a sudden, we turn Tyrod Taylor to Mike Vick, you know, in 2002.
We lost to the Jets, y'all. I mean, seriously.
By the way,
this is embarrassing, folks.
You're right, Steve Holman. I said to Carl and Day-Day this morning on our morning show, little thing we do, our pre-show called Behind the Curtain, I'm not going to get upset, and now I'm getting myself
you
upset.
You are. You said that earlier. Yeah. You said, I'm not going to yell, and I was like, Mike, you're yelling. What are you talking
about? Now I'm yelling. Because it's like I said, it's just so frustrating. I said to Carl before the show, I said, you know, I'll pay my $60 for parking, sit in that traffic because, you know, it's impossible to get down North Side or Marietta Street.
True.
And then, you know, the Seahawks, and we'll do some dysfunctional. So maybe I'll bring a book. Finish that book I'm reading on George Marshall.
You're going to pull a A.J. Brown? You're going to read in the stands?
Get a picture of me reading. Maybe I'll make SportsCenter reading a book, front row seats.
While we're talking about special teams, and look, we're trying not to cry. That's why we're laughing, because it's laughable at this point. We have lost 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hey, we beat the Saints. 5 out of our last 6. We have 5 left. Three of these teams are legitimate playoff contenders and potential Super Bowl champions. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you talk about the Seahawks, they've got all the makings. The Bucs, well, we already know. The Rams, despite them losing to Carolina, those are 3 teams that are left on the schedule. You're talking about the Cards and the Saints. Mike, we got to win out, and I said this today, to avoid another losing season. I don't know if that's going to happen. But while we're talking about the special teams, here's Raheem Morris, because you want to talk about honesty? Whether you like what he says, whether you think he says too many phrases or whatever his deal is, this is about as honest you can get after the game when it comes to special teams.
You got to go play in all 3 phases of the game, and we didn't show up today on special teams, and it hurt us.
You're right. Thank you. End of comment. I don't want to hear anything else. I don't want to hear about how we got to get it done. I don't want to hear about it being on the grass. I don't want to hear any special teams.
We got to find a way to win those football games.
No. I don't want to hear any of that.
Down, we got to get off the grass.
Then he said this about Agnew's muff punt, and Mike said it. He is, what was the word you just used for
that? Incompetent.
He's incompetent. Here's Raw.
You got to leave it alone. You know, when we did not, and you put it on the ground and you give him an easy touchdown on the 2-yard line, and those things can't happen.
No, I mean, it's just common sense. I mean, anything inside the 10, you just let it go. And if they can down on the 1, tip your cap.
Yep.
But you don't take the ball there. I mean, just it's basic stuff. You high school kids know it. And granted, we've seen some screw-ups in college, but still, you're a professional, man. Special teams is I mean, there's so many weak parts of the squad. The defense pops for 3 quarters. We can never give you 4 quarters of anything. Cousins looks pretty good. We got Bijan on track. And then we can't catch a pass. And I guarantee you, some of these were contested passes. We can't win contested balls at all. You know, Pitts plays pretty well. You know, he got in the rhythm of things. He missed some blocks. You know, you can't – nobody can give you the clean game. Bijan missed a blitz pickup. I mean, it happens. But it's just – this team, I do believe – we were talking about this morning. I believe the right coaching staff can squeeze the performance that we're not getting out of it. And a team, whether it's a Sean Payton-like guy or whoever – and it's going to be hard to find that guy, Carl. It's not easy. Lord knows, we've been trying for years. But we got to find somebody who will instill discipline and smart play, because we don't do that on this team.
404-726-0929. Phone lines are open, and they will be all afternoon long for you to talk to us. Let us know how you feel. 404-726-0929. Follow us on socials, guys. Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up, C. Dukes. Follow the radio show at Dukes and Bell 929, and, of course, follow this radio station at 929 The Game. When you talk about the coaching situation, Mike, I want to put this to bed, okay? We may be losing right now, but let's not be idiots. Trading Bijan or Drake London and hitting a complete reset with some of these players is dumb. Do not be idiots, okay? We're losing, but know why we're losing. Mm-hmm. We're not losing because of our best players not performing at a high level. You're not. I'm not trading Bijan. I'm not trading London. I'm not trading any of my stars on this team to hit a reset because I don't like the way the coach is going. Relax. We're going to be all right. Mike's right. We got to find the right mix of guys, Mike, and I'm talking about coaching staff, OC, DC, all of that stuff, and we're going to be okay. But this whole thing about, man, we just need to hit the reset, y'all need to stop this boy BS.
No. Guys, that's I'm with Carl on that
one. I almost said it, though.
Yeah. No way, Jose. We got some stars, and they really nailed it with Jalen Walker and James Pierce Jr., who continues to pop.
Yes.
I mean, you got the makings of a really good squad. Now, I mean, we got to go get another corner opposite A.J. Terrell. That's one of the things we got to get this offseason. There's some areas. You know, guys, we got to beef up whatever's going to happen. Hopefully McGarry comes back healthy. You know, we're going to have to beef up. I don't know. Are they happy with Neusel? We'll find out. But O-line was a bit of a disappointment at times this year. Then there's some days where it pops. My thing is, you've got to find the right combination. And I don't know. One guy said to me today, he goes, are they going to hire Corn Ferry to go hire? Or is no. Rich McKay going to be involved? Again, if he is, you'll never know about it. Probably will be.
Yeah.
But they'll never admit. They'll never cut bait. I heard an interesting thing last night, and I mentioned this today on our pre-show. Chris Collinsworth last night on the Commanders game with the Broncos, talking to Mike Tirico, was saying he was talking to a guy who's on the staff at the Broncos. And he says the thing that makes Sean Payton different is if something isn't working, right, or there's a problem, something's not right with the team, it's fixed immediately. Like, it's fixed that day. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't sit there and pretend they don't have a problem. They know they've got a problem. For instance, when Russell Wilson came in with his entourage and his own training staff, no, that's not happening. That's not going to work here. And eventually he moved on. And other aspects of it. Look, I know the guy is he's an SOB. We all get it. We know what Peyton's about. We saw it for 15 years against the Falcons. But he has a plan and he has discipline and they do it. It's his way or the freaking highway.
Can I tell you a secret? All the great ones are that way. When Belichick was on his game, what was he considered? A blank hole.
Mm-hmm.
Think about Parcells.
Who, Sean Payton? That's his mentor.
That's his mentor. Mike, when they get... I know you guys don't think this. Andy Reid's the same way. Andy Reid's a nice guy, but all this stuff, like, it's going wrong, they fix it immediately. There's none of this, well, I'm not sure. When you are successful at the highest level, all of these guys are this way. And Sean Payton is a great example because he just got there. They were in salary cap hell. They didn't know if this thing was going to be able to be turned around in such a short period of time. Mike, he picked a quarterback nobody really wanted in that draft. That is why he is the perfect example. But, guys, there are two others. The Bears are atop the NFC. Ben Johnson looks like he is all the things that we thought he was. Mike Vrabel. And the Patriots are back. They're atop the AFC. Like, there are examples that you can get the right guy in the next season. Have this happen to your football team. We thought we were on the cusp of that last year, but we went 6-3, and then it fell apart. But I totally agree with Chris Collinsworth's assessment. The irony is, Falcon fans, we saw that when he was with the Saints.
Right.
We saw how ruthless he was. Guys, do you not remember? He let Drew Brees pass for a record when they were up by a million points.
Yeah, by four touchdowns.
Do you guys not remember this? Sean Payton is ruthless. You saw it with your own eyes. So that's not surprising to me that Collinsworth is acknowledging it. It's just when you know what you want, Mike, and how to do it, you become that guy. And when you're good at your job and you know how to see success, that is what happens at this level in the NFL. 404-726-0929. There's no nonchalant about him. And by the way, would you be 4-8, or would you rather have the Broncos record and have a blank hole?
Right. Who's working with Bo Nix, who's, you know, he's taking his lumps. He makes an unbelievable throw. He's nearly on the ground, and he drops like a sidearm laser in for a touchdown last night. There are a couple of amazing plays. We'll talk more about it in 4th-and-1. Yeah, the game Carl's talking about, that was 2011, 45-16. Drew Brees going for the single-season passing record.
Ran it up.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we do. So in the case of our coaching staff, I don't know. It was an uncompelling hire. It's a guy with a losing record as a head coach with this organization. We saw it with Jimmy Lake. I'm not sold. The experts around the league are not sold on Zach Robinson. Okay, I know the guys have to execute. Why are you doing a toss to Algier? That's Bijan's role. That's Bijan's role, man.
I mean, avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I get it, a little imagination having Felipe under center, but that's not the wrong tool for the job. That was that first four and out we had.
frustrating, disappointed, upset, maybe.
I'll get off the grass.
But this was over weeks ago, and we knew it, and it was just hard to swallow and accept it. But y'all, we just lost to the Jets. It doesn't get any, I don't know what else to tell you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.